In the lunchtime edition, the Police Major Crimes Unit makes another breakthrough into gun killings, charging a St. Philip man for murder for a fatal shooting in the city almost exactly 2 years ago. The opposition leader, Ralph Thorne, demands that all hurricane-affected fishermen get the promised government payments by tomorrow. Supermarket owners complain of a persistent chicken shortage and await arrival of a shipment of imported poultry. Hurricane Rafael lashes Cuba, knocking out its power grid, while in Jamaica, a couple is washed away, and U.S. President-elect Trump putting together his leadership team a day after his election victory. Good afternoon. I'm Stetson Babb. This is The Latest. The Barbados Police Service has made another breakthrough in investigations into the gun killings and have charged a St. Philip man for a fatal shooting in Bridgetown almost exactly 2 years ago during a spate of gun violence. The Major Crimes Unit has charged 32-year-old Rico Hepburn of St. Martin, St. Philip for the murder of Mark Armstrong, who died at the Granville Williams bus terminal on November the 6th, 2022. Hepburn was scheduled to appear before Magistrate Allison Burke at the District A Traffic Court today. The 47-year-old victim, who lived at Hospital Turning, St. Michael, was shot at about 10:15 that Sunday night and ran into the Granville Williams bus terminal at Fairchild Street, where he collapsed and died. His was the second shooting death in Bridgetown that day. Earlier that morning, 22-year-old footballer Kobe Shepherd was shot and killed at Greenfield in the city. The opposition leader, Ralph Thorne, complains that a number of fishermen have not received the financial assistance promised by government and is demanding that the administration do so by tomorrow, and also extend the payments beyond the previously announced deadline. Mr. Thorne was speaking at a news conference this morning at the opposition leader's office in the presence of some of the fisher folk and vendors. The opposition leader argues that government is responsible for the destruction and damage to the fishing boats that occurred during the passage of Hurricane Beryl by failing to provide proper provision for their storage during the passage of the storm. He added that while some fisher folk have received the promised financial assistance from government, others have not.
There are other sectors in Barbados over the years that have received massive assistance from government, and there's a kind of begrudging regard for this industry. Aren't these people too? Aren't these citizens too? Or do we consider them to be the people that you come and photograph if you want to make art? These are not objects of art. These are real life human beings who are enduring and experiencing hardship. Please, government, please give them the little bit of money that you promised them. Please give them the little bit of money that you promised them.
Mr. Thorne at first said he was giving the government 1 week to pay the money, or he would provide details of the concessions given to other sectors. He later shortened that deadline at the urging of the fisher folk.
I'm not going to read the names, 4 sheets of paper, of the names of the fisher folk who are yet to receive payments from this government, who are yet to receive payments. Look, we say by next Wednesday, by next Thursday, we keeping it at next Thursday, or we want it by Friday?
Thursday.
You want the money now? Well, adjust that. Pay the money by tomorrow. Others have been paid. And as I said earlier, there are persons in this room who were paid, but they have come to express solidarity with those who have not been paid. You are seeing this morning a united group.
The opposition leader, Ralph Thorne. Retail outlets and suppliers of chicken are still concerned about the ongoing chicken shortage, even as they await a promised shipment within coming weeks. Management at Carlton A1 Supermarket stressed that the situation remains unchanged.
The chicken situation is still the same. As the supplies are available, we are still not getting our full fill rates, but as it comes in, it moves just as quick. I think the customer base at this point in time are aware of what the situation is. So we do have customers still daily coming in looking for poultry. I mean, poultry is still your number one seller for the fresh meat portfolio. So until the situation obviously is addressed where you can get 100% of your fill rates, you know, there will be some level of disappointment up to that point in time.
Meantime, the managing director of Hill Milling Company and Lionel Hill Supermarket, Richard Ashby, stressed he has not had any new stock since last week.
I ain't got no chicken. The only chicken I got had down there, I had with some chicken wings that came in last week. I knew that there was going to be a shortage, and they knew that there was going to be a shortage. Let the shortage go a little longer. So when December comes, I don't know, I can't eat chicken that I supposed to eat in November, eat in December. I could only eat chicken in December.
The managing director of Hill Milling Company and Lionel Hill Supermarket, Richard Ashby, in the lunchtime edition. The Unity Workers Union is urging the government to avoid job losses as it continues with restructuring state-owned enterprises, which is expected to be completed by the end of next year. Speaking during a news conference yesterday to announce an agreement with the IMF staff mission, the minister in the Ministry of Finance, Ryan Strong, said job losses could be part of the reform of the SOEs. However, the General Secretary of the Unity Union, Caswell Franklin, is concerned.
The IMF is telling the government what to do, and this is what is happening with the SOEs. The IMF decided that this must happen without any sort of analysis based on what the law requires, and the government is rushing off. First of all, the government does not have enough workers right now in a lot of areas. What they can do is to redeploy people in some of those areas if you think that some places are overstaffed. But most places are not overstaffed. They are not looking at people. Each one of those people that are going to send home has a wife or children or a brother to help support. So the IMF is not looking like that. They're looking at numbers, and they are insisting that these people go home. But when these people go home and they're not paying national insurance for them, these people are going home without a cent. This is not what the current government would do. They just want people. They're going to stop this nonsense.
The General Secretary of the Unity Workers Union, Caswell Franklin. Hurricane Rafael has made landfall in Cuba yesterday as a powerful Category 3 hurricane plowing across the western part of the island shortly after powerful winds knocked out the country's power grid. Massive waves lashed at the shores of Havana as sharp winds and rain whipped at the city's historic center, leaving trees littered on deserted streets last evening. Forecasters warn Rafael could bring life-threatening storm surges, winds, and flash floods to western parts of the island after it knocked out power and dumped rain on the Cayman Islands and Jamaica the day before. After plowing across the island, Rafael slowed to a Category 2 hurricane. In Jamaica, Mayor of Spanish Town, Norman Scott, is calling for more resources to assist in the search for a couple swept away in the Worthy Park community during the heavy rains. And Donald Trump is preparing to select his top team ahead of his return to the White House after Kamala Harris vowed a peaceful transfer of power. In her first speech since losing the election, Ms. Harris told supporters, "Do not despair." In a decisive victory, Mr. Trump won 5 of the 7 battleground states and is ahead in the final 2 yet to declare, Nevada and Arizona. President Joe Biden is expected to address the nation from the White House for the first time since Mr. Trump's victory. Meanwhile, Republicans have retaken control of the U.S. Senate. They also lead the contest to control the House of Representatives, but it could take days for a final result. Our top stories. The Barbados Police Major Crimes Unit makes another breakthrough into killings, gun killings, charging a St. Philip man for murder for a fatal shooting in the city almost exactly 2 years ago. That man died at the Granville Williams bus terminal at Fairchild Street. The opposition leader Ralph Thorne demands that all hurricane-affected fishermen get the promised government payments by tomorrow. Supermarket owners complain of a persistent chicken shortage and await arrival of a shipment of imported poultry. Trade unionist Caswell Franklin concerned about expected or possible job losses when the public sector restructuring is completed at the end of next year. Hurricane Rafael lashes Cuba, knocking out its power grid, while in Jamaica, a couple washed away by flooding caused by the storm. The lunchtime edition of The Latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. I'm Stetson Babb. Good afternoon.
Don't miss The Latest with Starcom Network News at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp, add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now.